A Prayer for Our Nation by Debbie McDaniel. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Isaiah 58:1. Sometimes it's hard to know where to begin or how to pray. We just know we have a deep ache in our hearts that cries out for God's mercy and a longing to see Him heal our land. And maybe other times we wonder how effective our prayers even are. Yet God is faithful, no matter how we feel, and over all that swirls around us in our nation today. He hears our prayers. He knows our needs. There's great power in uniting together, turning our hearts toward God, and praying on behalf of our nation. Remembering today this powerful truth upon which this nation was founded, we are one nation under God. He is where our real hope is found, not in our leaders, not in our economy, not in the condition of our nation today or any other day. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your great power. We praise you for your truth. We're grateful that you have set us free from the clutching grasp of sin and death. Would you be with your people, extending your grace, granting your freedom, providing your protection, and empowering with your strength? We ask that you'd bring about an awakening of your presence as never seen before. We ask that your name be proclaimed, that all plans to silence the name of Jesus would be thwarted and crushed. We pray that many would come to know you as Lord and Savior. We pray that many would see your light, that you would open blind eyes and release those imprisoned. We pray that you would unify your people for the glory of your name, that all who call themselves Christians would rise up, believing your great truth. Wake us up, Lord. Remind us to live aware, to redeem the time, to listen to your words, to be willing to make a difference in this land. We pray for all those in authority, that you would give them your wisdom and discernment as they lead. We ask that you would appoint strong, faithful men and women to serve this nation and our people. We pray for your great healing on our land. Shine your face on us, dear God. We need you now more than ever before. Our times are in your hands. Thank you that you are rich in mercy and full of grace. Thank you that you are forgiving and merciful. Thank you that you are strong and mighty. Thank you that you are for us and that you fight for us still today. Bring honor to your name, O Lord, for you alone are worthy. In the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.